All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Tuesday, March 16th. Before we begin, I just want to say thank you to all of you for taking this stimulus journey with me, this journey that started when I posted my first stimulus video almost a year ago on March 27th, 2020. My beard was a lot crazier back then. My son Hunter was so itty-bitty. He still is, but I'm not going anywhere. I will still be providing daily political updates as long as people are watching them, but if not, hardly anybody watches them anymore. That's okay. I'll just keep on making my videos about investing in taxes and personal finance. And of course, if you only watch me for stimulus news, but you still want to hang out now that you got your stimulus payment, you can check out our family vlog over at The Alec Family. We post there daily. All right, stimulus news. So I know a lot of you are still waiting for your stimulus. Most of you should get it deposited into your account or sent to your home address like the first two rounds, but some people may have their payments garnished by private debt collectors, unfortunately. This current round of stimulus payments still can't be garnished for child support or tax debt or anything like that, but it can be seized by private debt collectors if they already have a judgment against you. Various consumer advocacy groups sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to exempt the third stimulus payment from all garnishments. And now Democratic Senator Ron Wyden is planning to introduce legislation to fix that and make sure the checks go to the rightful recipients. But if your money already went to someone else, unfortunately, it may be too late to recover it. Again, this is a very specific set of circumstances where these payments are protected against most forms of garnishment. But if you have a judgment against you from a private debt collector, then this is something to keep an eye on if you haven't received your payment. All right, let's get into other news. I mentioned yesterday that Democratic Senator Ben Cardin was recorded telling Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg that he expected the infrastructure bill to be passed through reconciliation. Well, Bernie Sanders gave a similar statement today indicating that this may not be a piece of bipartisan legislation. Sanders said, "The devil is, of course, in the details. If Republicans are prepared to support a significant and important piece of legislation that deals with climate change, deals with infrastructure, that's great. My own feeling is at this point, I doubt that that will be the case." He was then asked if he intended to work on this bill to reconciliation, and his answer was simply, yes. So that's about as clear as it gets, right? And a lot of what we're going to see in the Senate this year will revolve around how Democrats will approach their narrow majority. Will they continue to use reconciliation to pass major legislation, or will moderates like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema prevent them from using those tools to pass a full-on Democratic agenda? Of course, they could get around that dichotomy by getting rid of the filibuster, which would remove the 60-vote requirement for most legislation, and Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin spoke pretty strongly against the filibuster yesterday. On the floor of the Senate, Durbin said, "The filibuster is still making a mockery of American democracy. The filibuster is still being misused by some senators to block legislation urgently needed and supported by a strong majority of the American people. This is what hitting legislative rock bottom looks like. Today's filibuster throws a system out of balance, giving one half of one branch of government what amounts to a veto over the rest." Any attempt to get rid of the filibuster would need to involve Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are unlikely to support removing it entirely. They have said as much recently, although they may support requiring senators to actually talk on the floor for as long as they want to filibuster. And despite Durbin's comments, he seems to support something more like the talking filibuster as opposed to just getting rid of it entirely. So this is something that has some traction beyond the most progressive wing of the party, but it's still unlikely that the Democrats will get rid of the filibuster in the current Senate. Now, Dick Durbin described the current situation as rock bottom, but Minority Leader Mitch McConnell quickly fired back and said that things could get a whole lot worse. He claimed, "Nobody serving in this chamber can even begin to imagine what a completely scorched earth Senate would look like." And he went on to say that we wouldn't just erase every liberal change that hurt the country. We'd strengthen America with all kinds of conservative policies with zero input from the other side. This chaos would not open up an express lane for liberal change. The Senate would be more like a 100-car pileup. So that should give you an idea of where bipartisanship in the Senate stands at this very moment. And regardless of how the rules change, Mitch McConnell will find ways to make life difficult for Senate Democrats. For the time being, a group of 20 moderate senators, including 10 from both parties, is planning to meet tomorrow to determine how they want to approach immigration, as well as the upcoming push to increase the minimum wage. Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah said, "The group of 20 of us, 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, will discuss tomorrow and decide whether we take immigration up or whether instead we focus on the minimum wage. When you need 60 votes to pass anything, it's these 20 in the middle who end up with a lot of the power. So whatever they decide will likely dictate the conversation in the Senate." Senators on both sides are looking ahead to see what comes next. The Biden administration will be pushing the infrastructure bill, as well as the minimum wage and other critical pieces of legislation. And with the rules where they are now, it seems likely that that will be passed through reconciliation, which means that we may see a lot of the same intra-party conflicts that characterize the stimulus negotiations. All right, folks, that's all I have for you today. I'll be keeping an eye on these stories all week. As always, I want to thank you for watching to the end. I appreciate your support, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.